though his under-19 Rangers girls basketball team came home from Kingston after winning provincial bronze last weekend. Coach Sean Pilapiu laments a late-game collapse that kept them from competing for a different colored medal. After knocking off the Toronto Lords and the Grimsby Grizzlies, the Rangers fought hard in Game 3 of pool play against the Huntsville Hurricanes for three quarters. But the Hurricanes pulled away in the fourth en route to a 67-36 victory at the Queen's University Gymnasium. "We hung in with them for most of the game," Pilapiu tells the local about the Saturday afternoon game. "We were only down by 5 when we entered the fourth quarter, but then the wheels fell off. They were a really well-coached, skilled team, and we kind of imploded at the end." The Rangers kicked off the Ontario Basketball Association, OBA, Division 4 tournament Friday night with a hard-fought 55-40 win over the Toronto Lords Friday night. Ava Frost led the way with 17 points, while Kyla Pilapiu added 8 for the winning squad. "Kyla was fighting through a bad cold," says Pilapiu of his daughter. "Ava was a force on both ends of the court, too. She dominated the glass with her rebounding and shot blocking the entire game. And her leadership both on the court and from on the bench was a big factor." Pilapiu also credits the defensive efforts and playmaking skills of Michaela Wallace and Tiana Hicks as crucial to the strong start in their weekend quest to better the team's second-place finish in 2022 as an under-17 team. Melia Kotsanis also contributed with her vocal presence on the floor. The strong start continued Saturday morning against Grimsby, a familiar opponent from just a few kilometers away on the QEW. The back-and-forth game saw many lead changes, but the Rangers came out on top 53-45. Again, Frost led the way with 16 points, while Amy Venery stepped up with some defensive hustle, making some key stops and adding 10 points of her own. "Our girls battled through some poor execution and some bad calls that went the other way," says Pilapiu. "But they found their stride when they needed to, and began to pull away in the fourth quarter. It was like they found the next gear. Melia was a force again, she really stepped up her game and shut down Grimsby on defense." After Saturday afternoon's disappointing Game 3 loss to Huntsville, who finished pool play 3-0 and went on to win OBA gold against Brantford, the Rangers had to regroup for the bronze medal game scheduled for Sunday at noon against Ancaster. It was another back-and-forth contest that saw Ancaster take a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter. But Wallace drained back-to-back 3-point shots to keep the Rangers in the mix. That gave the rest of the team added confidence on the way to capturing the bronze with a thrilling 44-42 win. "We made some adjustments in the fourth quarter," Pilapiu explains. "We transitioned from a zone to a man defense and that helped a lot. In the last 6 minutes they all dug deep and worked really hard on both ends. And they ignored the taunting from Ancaster to focus on their own game." The Rangers went up by 4 points with just over a minute remaining in the game. Ancaster then shifted to a full court press and closed the gap to 2, but the Rangers answered quickly with 2 points of their own. After another bucket by Ancaster, Niagara regained the ball with 17 seconds remaining. "I just told them to hold the ball and play keep away," Pilapiu says. "They did a great job of that, they didn't look to score, they just killed the clock to close it out for the win." Frost once again led the way with 14 points and continued her dominance under the boards. Wallace added 13 points and Kotsanis chipped in with 6. Pilapiu adds that Kotsanis forced a number of turnovers in the defensive zone and was instrumental in moving the ball up the court in the transition to offense, and Venery added some strong play on defense. "I'm so proud of the way these girls played," Pilapiu says. "It was such a good feeling to win bronze, actually a better feeling than last year, because you have to win to get bronze, whereas to get the silver, you have to lose your last game. It may be a lesser medal, but it feels better to be victorious in that game. That feeling is especially important for at least 3 of the Rangers who played their final game with the club Sunday. Wallace, Venery and Amelia Choka have all aged out of the Rangers system and will be ineligible to play next year. Point guard Wallace has earned a spot on the Niagara College Knights women's basketball team for 2023-2024. I have a close connection with Michaela, Pilipiu says. I've been coaching her for a while now. It's hard to see her go, but I'm happy she'll be playing at the next level. I look forward to going to watch her play whenever I can. Pilipiu is counting on a strong core of players to be back next year for another run at OBA Gold at the U19 age group. Key rangers such as Kyla and Frose will return, while Morgan Lambert, Carlin Coveney and Michaela Marshall will earn more floor time. And he's counting on Hicks, Coach Sonis and Jayla Gabadon to fill in for the loss of Wallace at the all-important point guard position. We were lucky to have four higher-end point guards that we could turn to, he says. They were very interchangeable, we could give Michaela a rest any time and not give up ground. That was a definite asset to our team. All the same, Pilipiu admits there will be some holes to fill, and is hoping to pick up a few players before things get going next December. And he is also hoping the team can move out of Port Weller Public School and back into the Crossroads School gym for their practices next year.